Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, September 14. It is currently 11:19, and today you are listening to Henry Zuniga with New Faces, New Places, where I follow my guests home. But don't worry, I'm not a creep. I just want to recognize my peeps. And today my guest is Xiaomei Shi, also known as Sharon, who is from China and is currently studying international business, and is planning to open up a business here, right? Or anywhere, specifically, any place you want to open up a business?
I have been in this international business for almost 20 years. So I'm studying this course again. I want to, maybe in future, I want to open business here.
Okay, I guess I'm just going to start off with, does your name have a significant meaning, the Xiaomei Shi?
Yeah, my name is Xiaomei Shi. My father is a Chinese teacher, and she made this name from a poetry of our previous chairman, Mao Zedong. He was a famous leader in Chinese history.
I remember that in history.
Yeah. Okay.
What part of China are you from, so you could tell the
news? I'm from the east coast of China. It's a city near Shanghai, around 2 hours by car.
So you recently came to the United States, or how long do you have?
I have been here for 1 year.
1 year? Yeah. And you started studying somewhere else, right? You told me before.
I accompanied with my son. He's studying in the middle school now.
Oh, okay.
So last year, I came together with him. So this year, I want to learn more by myself.
So how did you come to China? When you left China, did you come by plane, by boat?
Yeah, by plane.
Oh,
we're directly from Shanghai to LA.
And how long is that flight?
It takes around 13 hours.
Oh, I take 5 hours flights and I knock out. My bottom hurts after that.
Yeah.
When you were young in China, did you go to school or did you have to work? How was it like for you?
In China, we have education till 9th grade, but I learned till university. I graduated from university 21 years ago.
How difficult is it to get like in a class or at least get a job with that high population in China? Like, it's so packed to me when I see it on Discovery Channel. Is it like that in China, how they portray it on TV, like packed?
You mean
a lot of people everywhere is like so cramped.
You mean too crowded?
Yeah, crowded?
Yeah, crowded. The population density in China is very big. Yeah, especially in the east coast of China because it's well-developed district. So a lot of people came to the east to find a job and settle down.
When you were young, did you do any sports or anything? Hobbies? Singing?
Yeah. I used to play volleyball.
Wow. Yeah. Did you do that with family, friends?
With friends, just at school.
Oh, at school?
As a hobby, yeah.
You never went like outside of school to play something by yourself, friends?
We do.
Was it difficult to go out and play? Or were you always busy like with school or work?
Yeah, we were really busy with the school, with the courses. They don't have many time. Much time to do some sports.
The schools are not the same compared to here, right?
No.
Because here it's like 180 days, and then we have like holidays here and there.
Yeah, I think schools in university has too much holidays. But in China, we don't have too much.
Speaking of holidays, what was your favorite holiday to celebrate in China?
Spring Festival.
And what
is that? It's a Chinese New Year.
Oh, Chinese
New
Year?
Yeah, traditional Chinese New Year. Every family celebrates this Spring Festival.
And
together with friends and families and all the workers outside of the family, they come back, they return to home and celebrate together.
So it's like fireworks, food,
stuff like that? Just like Christmas time in U.S.
I love Christmas. Yeah. Did you guys make any like specific meals, like your mom, something like special that she could make for just for this holiday?
Yes, we have spring rolls.
Oh.
Yeah, and some traditional Chinese food.
The spring rolls are the ones with the clear wrap, right?
Yeah, just the wrapped those, and like, some meat and vegetables inside.
So when you were young, how did you get around? Were you always walking? Cars, bicycles. What was the main transportation for people in
China? Oh, yeah. When I was young, the main transportation in China may be bicycles.
Oh.
We go to school by bike. Yeah, but now, more people go to school by cars, by bus, by train. Yeah,
I find it difficult to come to school and like it's already packed here. And how difficult is it in China to drive a car?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's difficult to find a parking lot.
So you prefer walking or using a bike,
yeah,
right? Yeah, I feel that.
Okay.
I guess one of the main questions I always want to ask people is, did you ever visit the Great Wall of China?
Yeah, I have been there. Yeah, once. Oh, I've been there once, yeah.
I guess, what is it, 13,000 miles long or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody that's ever crossed the road, like did the whole thing from start to end.
Yeah, we can only go just a part of the Great Wall. Yeah,
oh. And where does it start from?
From, you mean which district?
Yeah, which district?
Zha Yu Guan, we call it in Chinese, yeah.
So is there anything you could do on this Great Wall of China? It's just walking?
Just walking, it's a symbol of China. So every tourist from all over the world, they want to see Great Wall.
Yeah, I find it amazing. I look at videos and there's like people like filling up the Great Wall.
Mm.
And it's just walking, talking, photos.
Yeah.
And that's all you do?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And do you eat after because you're so hungry from the walk?
Yeah, you can only walk a part of the Great Wall.
So what is the weather in China like? Is it hot like here in California currently?
Actually, in summer, it's hotter than in LA. Yeah. In my city, it's the weather is winter is a little colder.
Oh.
In the winter and the summer, it's really hot.
I wish we had cold weather right now. Yeah, I'm burning up. So is there anything you could do when it's hot in this weather, like visit the beach? Or is there lakes in China where you could go?
Swimming pool.
Yeah, like
we
cool
go to
down.
Swimming pool. And also we can go to the mountains.
Oh, the mountains?
Mountains, yeah.
It snows, right, in the mountains in China?
Yeah.
Oh, so have you gone to the mountains during winter?
In the winter?
Yeah, with snow.
Oh, you skiing, you mean?
I've never been skiing.
No.
And I froze my hands.
Me either.
I didn't have the right equipment. When you came to the U.S., did you come straight to California or did you stop at another state?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I arrived here and then I visited my relative. She's in Arizona State.
Oh.
Yeah.
After leaving China, did you ever go back home recently or?
Not yet. I hope next year I will have a chance to go back. I miss my family.
So besides you and your son, you said, who else do you live with here? Your husband?
He's in China.
Oh, so
yeah. He works in a company. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you have to go back and see him.
Oh,
so what is something that you hated when you came to the U.S.? Because I know a lot of people, I talked to them, they said, oh, I hate ketchup. I hate Chinese food when they first came here, and now they love it. Was there anything you first hated when you came here?
I came here, I think the thing bothered me is the traffic.
The traffic?
Yeah, Los Angeles. Yeah. Especially in the
405
freeway. Yeah, 405. Yeah. When my friends visited me, I want to pick him from the airport. It always takes 2 hours to get there.
You have to. My
really
parents always doing that.
Really?
They always, like 2 hours before the plane leaves. So, besides China, have you ever been anywhere else besides the U.S. and China?
Yeah, I have been many countries in Europe.
Europe,
I visited Spain, France, Italy, Austria.
Did you do this just for fun or specific reasons?
First, we do business. We have
business?
Exhibition there.
Oh.
And after exhibition, we just travel around the Europe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a really good experience for me.
So that's like something you do from your job or something? Or is it something you guys do in a group with people for your business studies?
Oh, here.
Yeah. Was it with this school or?
I just want to learn more, yeah.
Oh, so you just do it for yourself?
Yeah, right. And also I want to set a good example for my son that we can learn. Even at my age, I can learn.
Has he been to China? No, huh? Your son? Was he born here or in China?
In China. We just came last year.
Oh, yeah, you told me last year.
Yeah.
What is something, like, was the most difficult obstacle to confront when coming to China, to the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. I think...
English?
English is the first problem. Before. And the second one is the relationship. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
We have no many friends here. Yeah. We want to meet new people and to communicate with them.
I guess that's the best part about college, because you meet people that really want the same accomplished goals that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're making friends with people that are doing business, right? So that's a good way to make new friends and stuff here.
Yeah, and also I want to meet some friends close my community. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then we can travel around and have some fun together.
Yeah. Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Vegas?
Yeah, I've been there this year. Oh. I've been there third time. But I have no gamble. Just to take my friends to travel around. Vegas. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've only been there to play soccer. That's not anything else. If you can change one thing in California to remind you of home, what would you do? Because I'm from El Salvador. And the only thing I would change about the U.S. is the beaches. We have warm waters over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, if warm waters were here, I'd be at the beach every day. Is there anything you would change?
Oh, maybe Chinese school, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
More holidays, more breaks, yeah.
Yes, and also more Chinese friends.
Yeah. I love Chinese food. If you were to visit your hometown, what would you recommend me to do or see or even try?
Oh, yeah, my hometown is a small town, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we have a very beautiful mountain. Yeah. You can go. We call Siming Mountain.
Yeah. And how is it really high?
Not so high. Yeah, you can hiking. Yeah, you can go hiking and have some fun. Yeah.
When you were young, when you were going to school, was it difficult for you to go to school? Did you struggle with money or anything like that?
No, not so much. In China, people, if they want to go to university, they're still supported by the family. Not like here. Yeah.
So your parents forced you to go to school
Go to school. After graduation, you find a job and you can support your family.
So you did that, but then you left, right, to come here?
Mm-hmm.
Because you said you studied over there in China at a college.
But many years ago. Oh. And then now I have to go here together with my son. In China, people that go to college or university, they still supported by the family.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you ever plan in a couple of years to go back to China?
Yeah, I think so. I think after my son, he goes to the high school, maybe I will back and forth.
Oh, okay. What is the best month to go to? Because I know there's certain temperatures and stuff and during seasons and stuff.
I think in spring and autumn.
Do they have the best harvest? That's when they have fruits, right?
Yeah.
So you can just pick them off the trees and eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So how difficult is it learning? Because you've only been here a year. How difficult is it to make friends now?
Because my place, there is no many Chinese friends here.
Yeah.
So we needed to communicate with some native speakers.
Oh, okay.
So difficult is the language. So we needed to learn English and communicate with others. Yeah, especially for my son. he's studying in the class and he can communicate with some other students, but some different culture. So he cannot talk deeply with them. Sometimes he cannot find topics. So I think he needed to practice more.
So in China, is there any things you guys do around the communities? Like, is there concerts and stuff like that? Like that the government or the community does for the people to provide for them? Anything for the people? Like they do some celebrations at a park. Do they have that?
Oh, yes, we have some events.
We have a bunch
events.
Of parades.
Yeah, we have some events during special days, mid-autumn festival.
What do they do for that?
We celebrate. We have a party together.
Oh.
And like that.
Yeah, because here we barely have anything. We mostly have parades, New Year's, and stuff like that. People get along to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday, is that something that's very special when it comes to Chinese like culture? Mm-hmm. Is your birthday something very special you have to like celebrate?
Oh, birthday.
Yeah.
People celebrate birthday. We just have dinner together.
Oh, okay.
And have cakes to celebrate it.
Are these cakes big?
Just.
Oh, just like
yeah,
normal
just
cakes.
Normal cakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of cakes? Because in Spanish and like Hispanic culture, we have tres leches. So it's like three milks.
Milk cakes.
Oh yeah, milk
cakes. Milk cakes is popular in China.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, do you have any current job right now, or are you just going to school?
No, I do not have job here. I think after I have some certificate, maybe I could find a job here.
You want to open up a business, right?
Yeah, open business. Maybe work for a company. I don't really decide yet.
What are you planning to, if you open up a business, what are you looking for? Clothing?
I have no idea at the moment. Maybe some nutrition items.
Oh.
Yeah, because there are many famous brands nutrition here. So I can introduce them to China and some friends maybe buy from me. Yeah, I'm not so sure at the moment.
So you said you're from the East Coast part of China.
Mm-hmm.
So how far is it to the next like country? I mean, what is it, district, right?
Oh, you mean the neighbor country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far is that from?
Like Japan,
can you just
Korea?
Like walk there or?
By plane. You need to by plane.
Oh,
yeah,
you have to
China is a big country. If you want to go the west, you have to take plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no car rides over there? Or is it too packed just to go on car?
You need to buy plane.
Oh,
yeah,
by plane.
Because you want to get custom. You get through the customs.
So when you came to California, was there anything you wanted to do before you started school? Like visit the beach, go to mountains?
Yeah, we traveled a lot here. We went to north of California. Seattle. I just came back from Seattle, I think, last month.
Oh, is it beautiful in Seattle?
Yeah, it's big. it's big and beautiful. And we went to the east of U.S.
Oh, the U.S.
New York, Boston.
Oh, New York.
Yeah, we've been there last spring section. Yeah.
So when do you travel a lot? Do you usually have to do, like, your breaks and stuff, you go traveling?
Yeah.
Oh. I wish I could do that. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you drive to school?
Yeah,
do you
drive
have your
here.
License?
Yeah, I have license. Yeah. The first thing I came here is to get a license, driver license.
And
it's very important for me.
In China, how do you get a license? There's the same thing like here, DMV, test.
Yeah, yeah, you needed to, but in China, you needed to enroll in a license school.
A license
school? Yeah, it's different from here. Here, you can learn by yourself and you take a test in DMV,
yeah.
You can get driver license. But in China, you have to enroll at school and then instructed by the coach and then you can have a test.
Oh, did you pass your test here at the first time or did you have difficulties with it?
Difficult, a little difficult for
did
me.
You take it in English?
Here.
Yeah.
For theory, I take in Chinese.
Oh, I didn't know they did in Chinese. Mm-hmm. I thought it was only English and Spanish.
Yeah, they have Chinese because there are many Chinese people here.
Oh, all right.
They have Chinese test.
So do you... Like, how hard is it for you? Could be a mother, you're going to school, having to take care of your kid. How difficult is it for you?
Yeah, I needed to manage my time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the most difficult for me. And also, as I left school many years, I have to get used to it and learn at home because of the bad memory, you know. So I needed to learn harder.
Okay. So, talk about your hometown. Is there any, like, specific places that, like, you would go just to be yourself, like, relax?
Oh, I think...
like, libraries?
Oh, yeah.
Parks?
Yeah, coffee shops, yeah.
Do they have any restaurants? Like, I know McDonald's is big. Is McDonald's over there?
McDonald's is not so popular in China. The most popular one is KFC.
KFC?
Yeah, it's more popular.
I did not know that. Oh.
Yeah, it's tasty. In KFC is much good. Yeah.
So besides like food, what else can you say China's really really good at presenting themselves besides food? Because Chinese food is really delicious. I find Chinese people very trendy. They know how to dress, like come up with new ideas for new trends. Do you find that the same?
Yes, at the moment, people are more open to the world. So there are many fashion ideas in China now. Oh. Yeah.
So I guess that would be a good way for you to get into like business, right? Fashion?
Yeah. Maybe find some, maybe can be distributor for some brands here.
Yeah.
But depend. But it takes money.
Yeah, everything takes money.
Investment, yeah, investment.
So besides English and driving and school, how do you cope with not having to be near your family, being near your home? How difficult is it?
How difficult for what?
For you to like have to deal with school, your English, and not be at home where you could be with your family in China.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to cope with it?
Yes, sometimes a conflict. Yeah. First, I want to finish my school. Mm-hmm. And I have a license.
Yeah.
Then I can see that how my son done at school. If he does well, and also he will be grow up, he can be dependent, so I can go back to China.
So what do you have plans for your kids to, does he have already what he wants to do in mind for the future?
I think we want him to study until graduation from university.
Mm.
So it is long time. So at the moment, he just make a little progress at school.
Okay. Yeah. So how old is he?
He's 14 years old.
And you had him when you were how old? How old were you when you had him?
Oh, 29.
29?
Yeah.
And you currently are?
43.
And you're going to school here and trying to get your business degree, right? So, besides foods that you miss from China, what do you eat here besides Chinese food that you really like here?
Oh, Korean food.
Korean food?
Sometimes American food. Yeah, I like. Yeah.
Hamburgers?
Yeah.
In-N-Out?
Hamburgers is not my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah. But my son likes to have hamburger. Oh. Yeah.
Is there any place you like in California to go visit like every weekend?
Oh, yeah. Beach.
The beach.
The
which beach do you go to?
Santa
I go to
Monica.
Malibu. Santa Monica?
I haven't been to Malibu.
Oh, you should go to Malibu.
I have been to Santa Monica. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Santa Monica. Yeah. Rides are expensive, though. Yeah. Have you been on the rides?
No.
Oh, don't go. It's too expensive. Santa Monica is really nice to walk around, and especially at night with the lights and stuff. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So, besides, you know, like, what is California really? Why did you choose California to settle? What is it about California?
The weather, and also the schools in California.
Yeah,
is very good.
So, what do you plan to do after Pierce?
At the moment, I have no plan. Maybe transfer.
Where do you plan to transfer on?
I don't know at the moment.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
CSUN or UCLA. Maybe after I graduate from here. I want to have a job here. Yeah.
So besides, you speak Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Is there any other languages you speak besides Chinese and English?
Only Chinese and English.
Oh, okay. People from China, what would you describe them in one word? Are they colorful? Are they super optimistic? Are they?
Work hard.
They were hard workers.
Yeah.
So you know, hard work is, does that come to always working? Because most people from other, like, third world countries, they prefer people to work besides go to school. Was that something
An issue? I think hard work, including study work. Yeah, study work and have a job and works hard.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm getting word from headquarters to wrap up. Mm. Well, thank you, Xiao Mei Shi, also known as Sharon, for coming to New Faces, New Places. And this is Henry reporting for KPCRadio.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Henry.